Hey, it's Ryan Rothstein of Sports Radio 94 WIP in Philadelphia, and be sure to check out my podcast, The Philadelphia CityCast, presented by BetRivers Sportsbook. We dive into the betting angle for all of the Philadelphia teams. If you're from Philly or a fan of any of the Philly sports teams and want to become a sharper bettor, this is the podcast for you. So what are you waiting for? Subscribe, follow, and listen to the Philadelphia CityCast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Philadelphia CityCast with Ryan Rothstein, presented by Bet Rivers.
Welcome as we cue the Philadelphia 76ers official song. Their victory song, if you will. Clap your hands. 76ers win 117-97 opening night down in New Orleans on Wednesday night. The 20-point victory. 76ers, we saw the number at 3 for quite some time. It got up to 4 right before tip-off. Nonetheless, didn't matter where or when. Well, where, it's at Bet Rivers, but where meaning the number, whether it was 3, 3.5, doesn't matter. And what day, doesn't matter. Sixers win by 20. So if you laid the points with the hometown squad, you get the cover, you get the win to start the 76ers season off right from the betting perspective. You look at the total, close, right? Like it was, I don't know, the total late in the fourth quarter with under 5 minutes left, maybe it was at like 182. The total at Bet Rivers was set at 224. The game finished, as I mentioned, 117-97. That's 114. It actually, now listen, if it fell 10 points short, that's an under hit, and it's with relative ease. But it did end up getting a little bit closer than I even thought it would get late into the fourth quarter. So the under hit, I thought the over would hit. I like the 76ers laying the points. And I also liked player props-wise before the game, Tyrese Maxey over 14.5 points. And I'll get to his debut as the starting point guard for the team. That hit, he finished with 20. I liked Seth Curry over 13.5. He finished with 10 points. So he fell short, but not because of a poor night. He was 4 for 5 from the floor, 2 for 3 from 3. Just very efficient. And every time he shoots it, just like his brother, you never think he's going to miss. But just a team effort. And it started with Joel Embiid, as I expected. First quarter, within the first 10 minutes, Joel Embiid had 12 points. He really inserted himself and set the tone. A sloppy second quarter, but the bench really got it together in the second half, and so did everyone else. I mean, Joel Embiid finished with 22 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. Tobias Harris, a quiet, efficient, an effective game, 20 points, 12 rebounds. Tyrese Maxey, 20 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. And I'm going to get right back to him in a second. Korkmaz, 4 three-pointers made, a perfect 4 for 4 from 3, all in the fourth quarter. He finished with 22, tied for the team high with JoJo. Niang had 11 off the bench, 3 of 4 from 3. And then Andre Drummond. He might be my player of the game to start this season. The first player of the game award for me, game ball, goes to Andre Drummond. Only 19 minutes off the bench, 17 rebounds. 6 points, 17 rebounds. That's nice. that's nice for the backup big to Joel Embiid to come in, play under 20 minutes in the game, and grab 17 rebounds. There's a lot of different ways you can dissect this game and a lot of different players you can zero in on when talking about a good game individually. And that led to the collective 20-point blowout win to start this season, despite the circus going on off the floor. So the 76ers cover, the under hits. I went 1 for 2 on the player props to start this 76ers season. And Tyrese Maxey. Man, it is nice to see a point guard for the Philadelphia 76ers play with aggressiveness on offense, actually looking like he wants to score the ball, and then actually capable of scoring the ball. And it's not that simple, right? Like, Maxey and this is what any good professional point guard does, but he attacks with the intent to score, but the intent to distribute and facilitate is equally as high, right? So he is able to attack the paint. He is able to push the pace in transition. He is able to do a lot of different things with the ball in his hands. The defense has to respect him as a scorer, and he's able to get the offense going off of all of that, right? And Ben Simmons did a lot of that too in the regular season. And what Ben was good at offensively is transition, right? He listen, I'll give him credit on the floor where credit's due. He came down that floor like a freight train, 6'10", big, strong, fast. So he was able to get this team out in transition and have a lot of success with that. But I'm talking about the half-court sets, right? Like, off an opponent make, Tyrese Maxey is able to bring the ball up and either A, get this team into their offensive set, whether it's isolation with Tobias Harris, Joel Embiid, pick and roll, whatever it is, or he's able to attack and get the offense moving that way. So that was really nice to see. This is a very young kid, but a mature game on the floor. He played 34 minutes, which is by far the most of any 76er on Wednesday night. And he did everything, as I mentioned, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 20 points. And one of, if not the biggest category for point guards, the turnover category. Maxey, only one turnover on Wednesday night. So a lot to listen. It's the Pelicans. And I talked a little bit about this before the game on Wednesday night. Pelicans are really bad. It's essentially Brandon Ingram and the Island of Misfit Toys right now without Zion. They're not looking too hot. You know, Zion changes everything for them. He might be one of the most valuable players, not literally for the award, but just what he means to that team down in New Orleans is everything. When they don't have Zion, they're a completely different team. And when they have Zion, they're average. They're average at best with him. So a bad team with no Zion on Wednesday night. The 76ers looked how you expected them to look. Sloppy at times, not really in rhythm at times. But at the end of the day, they win by 20. The NBA, as we all know in the regular season, is a game of runs. And now we gear up for Friday night at home against the Brooklyn Nets. And on the next episode, we will do a full preview of that one. That's going to be a lot of fun. No Kyrie Irving, but we have Kevin Durant and James Harden coming into Philly to take on Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey and the crew. What a nice ring that has to it. As we ring the bell here in Philadelphia, they get the win 117-107. So far against the spread, I am 2-0 in this NBA season. Very early on, I like the Warriors getting points on Tuesday night. They win that game outright. Some of my other picks so far, very early in this NBA season, I liked the over for that next Nets Bucks game on Tuesday night. That hit, and I went 1-for-2 in the player props as well as picking the 76ers laying the points. So We'll see how I do here in these first couple weeks of the NBA season. But NBA is certainly my wheelhouse. I will say that. Out of all of the sports for me, from the betting angle, I always have the most success with hoops. And we'll see if that holds true here. Of course, now I'll hit 3 of 10 consistently. No. Let's not will that into existence. So you're listening to the Philadelphia CityCast presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. I'm your host, Ryan Rothstein, recapping the 76ers win on Wednesday night. And it's just nice to not even have to talk about Ben Simmons for a minute. And shame on me for bringing his name up. But we're going to be bringing his name up. I have a hunch quite a few more times here over the next couple of weeks. But for now, it's about the 76ers winning on opening night, covering the number against the spread. And Tyrese Maxey, their new point guard, looking good. Their new backup big, Andre Drummond, looking good. Joel Embiid, of course, looking good. Tobias playing efficiently, dropping 20 and 12, just doing what he does. Quiet assassin. And the 76ers get the dub, baby. They get the dub. So we're going to talk more Sixers Probably either like a quick episode Friday before the game Friday night. Maybe we'll put out a like a 76ers best bets episode either late Thursday or sometime Friday afternoon. We have a busy few days now as we really shift the focus back to the Philadelphia Eagles, as we should. And we're going to get into a lot of Eagles talk in this episode. I give you some of my key matchups that I've highlighted for the Raiders-Eagles matchup. I'm going to go through the the spread, some of the other offers on the Bet Rivers wagering menu as of now, all the player props and some of the other specialty items, I guess we can call it. Novelties are not up yet for the Sunday matchup at 4 p.m. Eastern time for Eagles-Raiders, but we're going to dive through this this wagering menu for Eagles-Raiders. And I'll look at some key matchups and give you some key updates surrounding the birds. So that's all coming up next. 76ers win. Clap your hands, everybody. Cue the 76ers victory song. I'm your host, Ryan Rothstein. Eagles, Raiders, key matchups, and more coming up in just a second.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook wants you to be in control of your football bets. That's why players love the same game parlays at Bet Rivers. Same game parlays let you mix and match player props and game bets and gives a payout boost to the winning combinations you want to root for. Combine two bets or combine many. You pick your confidence level and then watch the game unfold. Bet on same game parlays at BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers app. Presented by Rivers Casino Pittsburgh. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, welcome. Philadelphia City Cast presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. I am your host, Ryan Rothstein. Make sure you are subscribed to the Philadelphia City Cast wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Google, Spotify, you name the platform, we're on it. Subscribe, rate, review, follow, etc. Give me a follow as well while you're at it on social media at Wise Rye, WiseRye. I want to get back to the gridiron and look at the Philadelphia Eagles, who are now prepping to take on the Raiders with no John Gruden. We all know what transpired there with the head coach. And the Raiders are able to get the win in their first game, you know, post-Gruden email gate, which wasn't surprising, right? Like I said last week, and maybe this isn't saying much to, you know, in your opinion, but that typically goes one of two ways. The team either figures out a way to get a win or they crumble. And in the short term, I think it's more likely teams rally around each other and they figure out ways to get it done or at least keep the ship afloat, right? So does that carry over into now week two of no John Gruden and everything that transpired with that story surrounding the Las Vegas Raiders? I don't know, right? Like, I'm not really sure which Raiders team to expect. I think from the betting perspective, we have to expect what we've seen, right? Like, sure, I'm not saying the Gruden story and the Gruden firing is just simple enough to completely ignore, but you start overthinking things a little bit too much if you're trying to bring that in as one of, if not the deciding factors on how to bet this football game. All right, that's my point. The Eagles are 3-point underdogs, so the Raiders are just laying that standard three for playing the game on their home field. You look at the money line, the Eagles right now, +133, the Raiders -155, the total at Bet Rivers set at 49, -110, both towards the over and the under. Zach Ertz gone. Lane Johnson returns. Now what? Right? And here's my bottom line overall feel for the Philadelphia Eagles right now. I'm frustrated. And I think for a variety of legitimate reasons. So just to keep it simple and to be frank, I am not touching this game against the spread. You know, even if I just kept all of the knowledge and information I have, being close to the team and, you know, being in Philadelphia, covering the Eagles, whatever, talking about the Eagles, maybe not necessarily covering them, and removed my bias. I don't know how anyone can say they honestly like this game. I mean, if you want to say there's some value with the Eagles, you go ahead and do that. I'm not associating value with the Philadelphia Eagles right now. This is a big prove it game for me once again, because we learned a lot in that Tampa Bay game. And the score, there's no moral victories, and the score doesn't do the product any justice from the 2022 loss, despite the Eagles covering. I took the Eagles +7. I gave that out as a pick. And I was feeling a lot different about this Eagles team than I am now. Nick Sirianni has just grown more and more frustrating with me. And I don't know what this offense is. Right now, it's a lot of nothing. And I think a lot is not the right word to use. It's a little nothing. They simply run the run pass option. They do not run the ball at all. And they make their skill players' lives much more difficult than it already should be, i.e. Devontae Smith, i.e. Jalen Hurts, Miles Sanders, who's invisible oftentimes, Dallas Goedert, the list goes on and on. So what's going to change this week in Vegas? I mean, hopefully the Eagles decide to look at this game and take a run approach, a heavy run first approach for this matchup. If that's the case, then we should have a ball game, right? I think either way, this game should be relatively close, but I don't have a feel for this game at all against the spread. And I will always be honest with you about that if that's ever how I'm feeling. So right now, it's a don't touch. Do not touch this game from the betting perspective, at least for right now as we look at it middle of the week. You look at, you know, some of the other offerings on the Bet Rivers wagering menu as it relates to this Eagles Raiders matchup. Obviously, as we all know by now, the player props have not been released yet. Still a lot else out there, such as team to score the first touchdown, team to score the last touchdown, total touchdowns, which is set at 5.5 in the game, total touchdowns scored, Eagles to score the first touchdown, juiced at +100, Eagles to score the last touchdown, -113, Raiders -121. Those are fun little, you know, game props types of bets. Not something that I typically bet unless there's some, you know, serious driving factor or force behind me looking that direction, but I typically do not. I do look at the team totals often, which right now at Bet Rivers Sportsbook, the Raiders team total set at 26.5, juice to -124 for the under 26.5, -106 for the over. Now for the Philadelphia Eagles, the team total set at 23.5, the over -108, the under -121. Love the under. I love the under. This team has been frequently hitting under 23.5. I don't know why we should expect that to change this week in Las Vegas taking on the Raiders. So right now, middle of the week, that's one of my favorite plays. Eagles team total under 23.5. And, you know, as far as the total on the game, I would certainly lean towards the under there. I'll maybe feel a little bit strongly about the total, either for or against making a play on that, a little bit closer to kickoff. Right now, middle of the week, I don't like it. Right now, out of everything that is offered at the Bet Rivers wagering menu, which is a lot, you should check it out if you haven't been already, of course, the Eagles team total, under 23.5, and that's what I'm sticking with for the moment. We'll continue to dissect this matchup, look at key matchups on the field, preview updates, all of that good stuff right here on the Philadelphia CityCast presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. So we'll take a quick time out here and we'll get into the final segment where we'll look a little bit more into this Eagles Raiders matchup, look at some NBA, futures market things involving the 76ers. So much more still ahead.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook wants you to be in control of your football bets. That's why players love the same game parlays at Bet Rivers. Same game parlays let you mix and match player props and game bets and gives a payout boost to the winning combinations you want to root for. Combine two bets or combine many. You pick your confidence level and then watch the game unfold. Bet on same-game parlays at BetRivers.com or download the BetRivers app. Presented by Rivers Casino Pittsburgh. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Philadelphia CityCast is presented by BetRivers. BetRivers Sportsbook is the industry leader when it comes to online sports betting, and it has you covered for the NFL season. They are offering same-game parlays in all pro football matchups. They are bringing back their Reduce the Juice promotion on game days, and this NFL season, they have a $1 million Beat the Spread challenge with thousands of dollars given away each and every week. Pro football betting is more rewarding at BetRivers. Download the app or go to BetRivers.com to bet. Eagles Raiders in Las Vegas. First time the Philadelphia Eagles will be playing out in Sin City. And one thing I liked, if I have to give this Eagles coaching staff some praise, it has nothing to do with what they've done or did on the field, but the Eagles won't be arriving in Las Vegas until late Saturday night. So, hey, at least we're not going to hear any stories of player X being out too late, right? So they arrive late. They have some extra days to prepare for this matchup as well as rest. And we'll see if that's a factor. Eagles played obviously last Thursday. So, you know, 2-3 days extra rest than what they typically are accustomed to week to week in the NFL. So I just want to look at some key matchups and storylines for this Eagles Raiders game. And listen, like, you'll see the trend when I do the key matchups. Right now for this Eagles team, I think you can almost copy and paste them for most of their opponents on this schedule. There's some of them where not the case, but Eagles secondary against this Raiders offense slash wide receivers and skill positions. Like, Ruggs has been a problem. He has more receiving yards than some of the best and biggest names at that position. DK Metcalf, DeAndre Hopkins, just to name a few. He's been having a real strong year so far. Hunter Renfrow has become, you know, a top five guy, conservatively, a top five guy at the slot position for wide receivers. He is reliable. He's the security blanket. He moves the chains. He's just become a big weapon for Derek Carr and that Raiders offense. And then, of course, Waller at tight end has just been an absolute freak of nature, a stud, and very difficult to game plan for and quite literally stop when you're on the field going head-to-head against him. So that's going to be, once again, another tall task for this Eagles secondary group and the Eagles defensive unit as a whole. Now, this is sort of like a something's got to give type of matchup I'm about to throw at you, which is this Raiders offense has actually been pretty explosive when you're looking at their body of work so far this season. They're averaging 385 yards per game, just over that number to be exact. And the Eagles' defense is giving up over 343 total yards per outing. And what are some of the things that we have complained about here in Philadelphia? It's how conservative and boring, for lack of a better way to put it, this Eagles defense has been. They play deep. They play safe. They give opponents offense the short pass. They try and keep everything in front of them. They don't blitz. And that's their plan, and they're sticking with it. So can this Raiders offense, led by Derek Carr, figure out a way to get it over the top, beat that help or that last line of defense, quite literally, for the Eagles, and continue to make some of those big explosive plays that they've been making all year long? And then on the flip side, can the Eagles get off the field, right? Because you look at other examples of strong offenses, explosive offenses, the Chiefs, the Eagles overall kept everything in front of them, but they couldn't get off the field on third down because they just also couldn't do anything defensively to slow down Mahomes and that offense, especially on the ground. So can the Raiders run game get going and or can Derek Carr just have a field day with Waller and Renfrow in the short passing game? If either of those can come true, this could be a long day once again for this Eagles defense after, putting out the worry fire here After the fan base and the city and the Philadelphia media started to really shift their attention and focus and criticism towards Jonathan Gannon, the defensive coordinator, and this Eagles defense, this is going to be another test for that unit and that coordinator, Jonathan Gannon. In particular, we shall see, right? And I mentioned this is another like honorable mention key matchup factor. It's just quite simply the Eagles have a couple more days rest. They know this is a big matchup out west, traveling out west for a late game for Eastern time zone. And Vegas, their special teams coach is the interim head coach coming off that story and that dramatic emotional win, certainly can call it emotional, 34-24 over the Denver Broncos. Does that carry over or does the emotion and adrenaline stop there? Those are all storylines, if nothing else, to keep a close eye on for this matchup. This Eagles offense, and I'll just look at the run game. It's non-existent, but the run game against the Raiders defense, it's been non-existent, and they are way too predictable. And I talked a lot about this on the show over the past couple weeks, and I was on Rush Hour with Danny Burke, which you can catch on VSiN Monday to Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern time. And I went off on Nick Sirianni and this Eagles team and, you know, the offense in particular. They have to get more creative. They have to take pressure off Jalen Hurts and run the damn football. Miles Sanders, outside of a couple nice runs in the fourth quarter on Thursday night football against Tampa, he's been invisible. Gainwell, he had a couple nice outings. Then he disappeared. They have to figure out some type of identity, and they have to figure out the individual roles at the skill positions for their offense. Or this is just going to be a Jekyll and Hyde complete mystery all season long, week to week. So can we start to see some identity, and can we start to see some structure to this Eagles offense led by Nick Sirianni? And on the other side, the Raiders offense, Derek Carr's been on fire. Like, he threw for over 300 yards against the Broncos, 341 to be exact. And so far, very early in this NFL season, Carr has thrown for four games with 300 passing yards or more. So once again, I mentioned that explosiveness that this Raiders offense carries with them. They've been consistent, and the proof is in the film. Four games where Carr's reached over 300 passing yards. So can he make it a fifth? I would say that's a pretty safe bet, and we'll get into the player props later in the week like we always do right here on the Philadelphia CityCast. All right, that about does it for us. Key matchup, some Sixers talk, and everything in between. Make sure you are subscribed, following the show, subscribe to the show. We'll have a busy weekend, like always, really breaking down this Eagles-Raiders matchup. We'll have Michael Lombardi on the show once again Friday. A busy show Saturday, going through the entire wagering menu, player props, best bets, and everything in between. So be on the lookout for those episodes. Have a great rest of your week, and I'll catch you on the next episode of the Philadelphia CityCast, presented by Bet Rivers, with yours truly, Ryan Rothstein. Have a great night, everyone. Peace.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook wants you to be in control of your football bets. That's why players love the same game parlays at Bet Rivers. Same game parlays let you mix and match player props and game bets, and gives a payout boost to the winning combinations you want to root for. Combine two bets or combine many. You pick your confidence level and then watch the game unfold. Bet on same game parlays at BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers app. Presented by Rivers Casino Pittsburgh. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.